Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. In this video, I want to talk about the human cost of the war. If you've been following the channel, you'll know that we've talked about a lot of costs. We talk about P&Ls and revenue and income and GDP and all of the official statistics that are released globally by all countries. But in this video, I want to talk about the human cost. How many people's lives have been directly impacted by this war? And I'm not talking about the global impact of the rise in oil prices or the rise in wheat prices or differences in terms of the supply chains. I'm talking about what it costs a country when you lose a life or you have somebody who's seriously injured or maimed for life. Or the refugees who are leaving Ukraine en masse, going to other countries with nothing, having to start their lives entirely from scratch again. So I'll go through the latest numbers for how many people have been killed, injured, and displaced by this war, and what the direct economic impact of all of that is. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary on what the impact of all of this is on the global economy. So before we get started, if I could ask you for a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content. Also, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters so you can skip through things if you're short for time. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. Before we move on to talk about the number of deaths and injuries, I thought it was useful to show this map of Ukraine, which plots the amount of missiles that have been officially recorded as launched and the areas that those missiles have hit. These statistics have been provided by Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, and show that since the 24th of February, 1,238 missiles are officially recorded as having been launched and landed in Donetsk, which is the area that's been most affected by this war. Kharkiv has recorded 783 missiles, Mykolaiv has recorded 396 missiles, and Odessa 202 missiles. But you can see from this map that missile strikes have been recorded in virtually every single territory in Ukraine. So the fighting isn't just contained to the eastern coastline, which is where Russia have taken over a lot of the territory. And this is one of the reasons why there's been a high number of deaths, a lot of injuries, and a mass exodus of people. Because wherever you live in Ukraine, you are not safe. People from all parts of Ukraine have been evacuating. This is a war environment. It may be a special military operation officially from Russia's perspective, but if you're living in this country and there's a chance that your house could be hit by a stray missile, then you will need to decide whether you and your family are going to take that risk or whether you're going to leave the country to live somewhere where there isn't a chance where a missile could land on your house. In total, over 3,650 missile strikes have been recorded in Ukraine since the 24th of February. The United Nations are providing statistics on the number of civilians who have been killed or injured during this conflict. And of course, these figures are always going to be out of date whilst this conflict continues because there are more deaths and more injuries happening on a daily basis. As of the 22nd of August, it was reported that 5,587 civilians had been killed, and that figure can be split into 5,225 adults and 362 children. Most of those killed or injured were the victims of explosive weapons such as artillery, missile, and airstrikes. In addition to the deaths, there have been 7,280 adults and 610 children injured as part of this conflict. And injuries are severe injuries. These are not just minor injuries needing a plaster. These are individuals whose lives will be changed forever as a result of these injuries. And just to put some more colour onto this and to really bring it home, I thought it was worth looking at the individual statistics. So of the 5,500 people who've been killed, 2,125 are men, 1,451 are women, 147 are girls and 170 are boys, as well as 39 children and 1,582 adults whose sex is yet unknown. In terms of the official number of people who are recorded as injured, it includes 1,560 men, 1,149 women, 164 girls and 231 boys, as well as 200 children and 4,394 adults whose sex is yet unknown. And as I showed in the graphic earlier, the missile strikes have been widespread in Ukraine, and the injuries and deaths have also occurred across the country. In terms of the timescales involved, I thought it was worth looking at the numbers of killed and injured over the period. In February, which only accounted for 5 days, 340 people were killed and 462 injured. In March, 3,169 killed and 2,400 injured. In April, 675 killed and 1,254 injured. In May, 454 killed, 1,013 injured. In June, 368 killed, 1,029 injured. In July, 360 killed, 1,099 injured. In August, up until the 14th, so only 14 days of the conflict, 144 people killed and 441 injured. So you can see that we are still seeing a lot of people killed and injured every single month. So we may all be getting a little bit blasé about the war, thinking, oh yeah, the Ukraine war is still going on, does it really matter? But it matters a lot to these people because many people are being killed, injured and maimed on a daily basis. Every single day that this war carries on, more people's lives are being devastated and affected. And just to give you a little bit more perspective, from the 1st to the 14th of August, there were 585 official civilian casualties. Of this number, 106 were killed and 301 injured in regions that were under Ukraine government control. And 38 were killed and 140 injured in parts that are under Russian control. So that shows you that more people are being killed in the Ukrainian parts of Ukraine than in the Russian-controlled areas. The head of the Ukraine Armed Forces has announced that almost 9,000 Ukrainian military personnel have been killed in the war with Russia. No official figures have been released for Russia's casualties. However, the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces has put the Russian military death toll at 45,400. However, this figure is significantly higher than US intelligence estimates, which state that around 15,000 Russian soldiers have been killed so far in Ukraine, and that three times that number have been wounded. So that would equate to around 45,000 and indicate that around 60,000 Russian soldiers have been wounded, maimed or killed as part of this conflict. We don't have any details in terms of the number of Ukrainian military who are injured, but if it's similar to the Russian estimates, then you would expect that around 30,000 injuries have been sustained. So in total, between the two countries, we're looking at more than 100,000 soldiers who've either died or been seriously injured as part of this conflict so far. As I showed you earlier, most areas of Ukraine are affected by the conflict. We've seen missiles landing in most territories around the country. A lot of the fighting has been concentrated on the eastern border states, which are now controlled by Russia. Russia is currently sitting with around 22% of the Ukraine landmass under its control. So a lot of people have fled those areas to move to other areas of Ukraine to try to get away from the intense fighting. But many people have decided to leave Ukraine entirely. So we've seen a mass emigration of people out of Ukraine. This chart shows the daily movements of people in and out of Ukraine since the start of the war. And you can see that in March, there was a huge spike in the number of people leaving the country and peaked in that month at over 200,000 people per day leaving the country. The numbers have dropped since the initial exodus, but have stayed relatively stable at around 50,000 people per day. Now, the chart underneath shows the number of people who are re-entering Ukraine. So not everybody who's left has left permanently. Some people are leaving and coming back, whether it's to go and collect some provisions or to do other things. So you can see that there has been an element of people coming back to Ukraine, but significantly less than the number of people leaving. So you can see that in March, millions of people left the country and around 10,000 people per day were coming back. Now, the United Nations have stated that more than 6.65 million refugees have fled Ukraine to Europe. The majority of those refugees initially fled to neighbouring countries, but many have since moved on within Europe. Around two-thirds of the refugees expect to stay in their host countries until hostilities subside and the security situation improves. In addition to the 6.65 million who've left the country, over 6.6 million remain internally displaced in Ukraine. So these are people who've moved from one region to another because it seemed to be relatively safe compared to the region that they were originally living in. So in total, the number of people who've had to leave their home area as a result of this war is now over 13.2 million people. And this is out of a population of 41 million. So that represents around one-third of all the people in Ukraine have moved location as a result of the invasion. So you can see from the numbers that we've just talked about that the human cost of this war is massive. A lot of people's lives have been directly affected by what's going on. And as we talk a lot about economics on the channel, I wanted to put a broad estimation of the cost of this to both Ukraine and Russia. If we deal with the number of people who have died as a result of this war first, it's been reported that around 5,500 Ukrainian civilians have died, 9,000 Ukrainian soldiers, and around 15,000 Russian soldiers. So in total, around 30,000 people have died as a result of this war so far. Now, if you follow the channel, you may be aware that we've discussed this previously. Over the course of somebody's life, they will contribute to their economy. They will earn money, they will pay taxes, and they will generally add to the GDP of that country. And it's estimated that over somebody's lifetime, they will contribute around $500,000. So if we take that as a broad estimate and apply it to the 30,000 people who have died so far in this conflict, that equates to lost GDP of around $15 billion. So those economies will lose $15 billion as a result of those people no longer existing. Now, if we apply the same methodology to the people who've been injured and maimed and assumed that they will not be able to contribute in the same way that they would have previously because of these injuries that they've sustained as a result of this conflict, and potentially if these injuries are really severe, then actually they could become a burden on the state because they may need state assistance in terms of how they live and being paid and all of the other assistance that should be provided to these victims of the war. And if we look at the statistics, we know that so far over 8,000 civilians have been severely injured in Ukraine. It's estimated that around 45,000 Russians have been injured, and a similar number of Ukrainian military personnel. So if we take a ballpark figure of around 100,000 people who've been injured so far as a result of this war and apply the same methodology of $500,000 per person contribution to GDP, that would equate to around $50 billion of lost GDP as a direct result of this war. So if we add that to the death figure of $15 billion, we're talking about $65 billion impact on the economies of Ukraine and Russia as a direct result of the number of people who've been injured or killed in this war. Now, in terms of refugees, it's been estimated that it costs a country around $500 per month to host a refugee who lands in the country and needs somewhere to live, some money to live on, maybe a job, all of those things. So the longer that this conflict goes on, the more the cost of the refugee displacement will rise. As it stands at the moment, around 13.2 million people have been displaced as a direct result of this conflict. And if we apply that $500 per person per month to those numbers, then we'll be seeing an impact of around $6.5 billion every single month that this war goes on. And the war's been going on for 6 months now. So when you apply that to those numbers, we're looking at around $39 to $40 billion of aid that's been needed to support those refugees so far. And if this war carries on for the rest of 2022, then that figure will continue rising. And if it goes on into 2023, then obviously it'll keep rising more. So when you look at these figures, you can start getting a feel for the global impact of this war, because the countries who are hosting those refugees are having to pay for everybody. Obviously, it's great from a humanitarian point of view, and everybody supports all of these governments in their actions. But it will start to impact on the global economy, because this money previously may have been reinvested into that economy, may have helped to grow the GDP, helped to grow everything overall. We're now seeing it being given in the form of aid, which generally doesn't have as much of a multiplier effect on the economy, so therefore will not help to grow those economies, and is leading us more towards a global slowdown and a global recession. So the net impact of this refugee crisis is that it's draining cash from governments and therefore will not help to grow the global economy and is helping to accelerate the global recession. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because we've spoken a lot about the Ukraine war on the channel. And most of the videos that I produced have focused in on the economics. We've looked at the numbers, what's happening to the global economy, what's happening to Russia's economy, what's going to happen to you, the price of food, everything that has an impact. But I wanted to take a step back from that and actually look at the people. Who's being directly impacted by this war? And the Ukrainians have had the biggest impact of all. We've seen over 8,000 civilians lose their lives. And this includes boys and girls, children. And they've got no interest in the politics. They've not been involved in any of the discussions about why Russia is invading the country and what's going on. All they're seeing is people around them either dying or being maimed and injured. And this is a humanitarian disaster. It's really terrible. And I wanted to look at these figures really to put things back into perspective, to remind you that there is a war going on here. People are losing their lives. And it's not just people dying, it's people being injured. So we've seen a lot of casualties. And it's people whose lives are being really badly affected because they're having to move from where they've lived. They may have lived there all their lives. They may have been born there, grown up there. And now they're having to either leave that district of Ukraine or they're leaving Ukraine completely. And a lot of these people don't speak other languages. So they're going to countries where it's completely alien. They don't have any relatives. They have nothing apart from the bags that they're carrying. And they're having to start their lives again. And this is obviously a terrible situation to be in. Nobody wants to be forced out of their home because somebody with a tank or a gun or a missile decides that they want to stake a claim to the area of land that you live in. So I wanted to run through the numbers to remind you of the human cost of this war. But also because this is an economics channel and we do talk about the global economy, I wanted to apply some figures to those numbers to see what this means in terms of the global impact. And as you can see, the loss of one human life has a really big impact on the global economy. It's estimated that that person would contribute around $500,000 during the course of their life. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, and you may think, well, that's overstating things. But when you think that the average person will work for at least 40 years, if you divide 500,000 by 40, then that only equates to around 12,500 per year. So that really doesn't seem that much. It starts becoming a more believable figure. And actually, these days, people may well end up working for more than 40 years because pensions aren't what they used to be. The gig economy has emerged. People like working. So if you can find some way of self-employment, then you can do it beyond the normal retirement age. So the figure actually may be understated. But I wanted to apply that figure to the 100,000 people who've been affected by this war to really put it into perspective. If we saw a company go bust overnight and it was contributing $60 billion to its economy, we would see that as being disastrous. And in the same way, this war is having a disastrous impact on the economies of both Ukraine and Russia. And as you'll know, if you follow the channel, the whole world is interconnected these days. So what's happening in Ukraine and Russia is having a ripple effect all across the world. Because as we found out, Ukraine supplies a lot of food globally, so does Russia. Russia's obviously a very important supplier of energy products historically, particularly to Europe, and we're seeing all of that starting to unfold. And that, of course, has driven up the price of energy products globally, and that's impacting on everybody. So what's happening in Ukraine is having an impact on absolutely everybody who's watching this video. Not one person has been unaffected. But I wanted to make this video to really remind you that a lot of people's lives have been either devastated or lost as a direct result of this war. And that, without any shadow of a doubt, is the biggest single disaster of this war. So hopefully you've enjoyed what I've said today. You found it informative and educational. If you've liked the video, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.